भगवते वासुदेवाया। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम चैप्टर 7 कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 13 टेक्स्ट 35 एंड 36। I'll read 35, there's no purport. Madukara mahasarpao lokesmin no guru tamao vairagyam paritosham cha praptayach chikshaya vayam. Translation. The bee and the python are two excellent spiritual masters who give us exemplary instructions regarding how to be satisfied by collecting only a little and how to stay in one place and not move. Viraga sarva kamebhya shikshito me madhu bratat krichaptam madhuvad Vitam hatvapi anyo paret patim viraga sarva kamebhya shikshito me madhu vratat kritraptam maruvat vitam Katvapi anyo haret patim viraga sarva kamhebhya shikshito me madhu vratat kritraptam maruvat vitam katvapi anyo haret patim Viraga sarva kamebhya shikshito me madhu vratat kritraptam maruvat vitam advapyanyo haret patim. Viraga sarva kamebhya Shikshito me madhu vrata Kachaptam maruvat vitam Atvapyanyo haret patim Kamebhyo Shikshito me madhu vrata Kachaptam maruvat vitam Atvapyanyo haret patim Viraga sarva kamebhya Shikshito me madhu bratat Kachaptam maruvat vitam Advapyanyo haret patim. Matajis. Viraga sarva kamhebhya. Shikshito me madhu vratat. Kritshaptam maruvat vitam. Advapyanyo haret patim. Viraga sarva kamebhya shikshito me madhu vratat kritraptam maruvat vitam advapyanyo haret patim viraga detachment sarva kamebhyo from all material desires. Shikshita has been taught. Me unto me. Madhuvrata from the bumblebee. Kritra with great difficulties. Aptam acquired. Amaduvat as good as honey. Money is honey. Vitam money. Hatva killing. Api even. Anya another. Haret takes away. Patim the owner. Translation. From the bumblebee, I have learned to be unattached to accumulating money. For although money is as good as honey, anyone can kill its owner and take it away. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The honey gathered in the comb is taken away by force. Therefore, one who accumulates money should realize that he may be harassed by the government or by thieves or even killed by enemies. Especially in this age of Kali Yuga, it is said that instead of protecting the money of the citizens, the government itself will take away the money with the force of law. The learned Brahman had therefore decided that he should not accumulate any money. One should own as much as he immediately needs. There is no need to keep a big balance at hand, along with the fear that it may be plundered by the government or by thieves. Viraga sarvakamebhya shikshito me madhubratat kritraptam marvat vitam hatvapi anyo haret patim. From the bumblebee I have learned to be unattached to accumulating money. For although money is as good as honey, anyone can kill its owner and take it away. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ajnanjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So herein, the python is giving serious instruction that one should not be attached to money. Although money is as good as honey, Srila Prabhupada says. Srimad Bhagavatam, Prabhupada quotes it, money is as good as honey. It's very sweet. Everyone is after money. We're all trying to accumulate a fortune. Everyone wants their nest egg. Everyone is trying to accumulate a huge nest egg. But we see, and later in the Bhagavatam, we'll hear that sometimes the beloved wife or husband, or especially the children, will assassinate someone for that money. There's a big inheritance if the father dies. I took care of these things. Somehow or other, I couldn't show having any money. So I gave it to my children already. So they have no need to kill me. They've already got whatever pittance, whatever small honeycomb there was, we distributed before, not after. But in many cases, it's even stated in the Bhagavatam, the wife may lose interest, or the husband may lose interest, and they look at the insurance policy and the bank balance and the house and the inheritance, and the money causes one to do serious, unthinkable crimes. So therefore, the python is saying, don't be attached to money. Lakshmi is flickering. She always resides on the chest of Narayan, the Bhagavatam states. So you can't hold on to it for long. You may be rich today and you may be poor tomorrow. She's very flickering. She goes here and there. That's her nature, Lakshmiji. But she always stays at the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. She's there on the causal ocean with Mahavishnu. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam tells us, Srila Prabhupada said, towards the end of his life, Nivritta Trishna Upagiyamanat Baba Sarachautra Manomiramat Kautama Sloka Gunanuvadat Puman Virajeta Vigna Pasugnat. Nivritta Tarshire, Nivritta Trishna. If we want to advance in spiritual life, one has to give up this material life and endeavor to have huge material possessions. That is a hindrance. Nivritta Trishna. Bhava Sarachotra. The Bhava Saudi. There are problems in this world. Birth, death, disease, old age. But Aneche au Saudi Maya, Bhava Saudi, Bhava Sarachotra Manobiramat. The medicine is Krishna Katha, chanting, dancing, eating prasadam. This is the medicine. So Srila Prabhupada, they were giving Srila Prabhupada this medicine from the Kaviraj. He had one dream in October of 77 that the Kaviraj came with what was called a special elixir. Prabhupada took it, the medicine didn't work. Actually, the Western doctors told Srila Prabhupada, you have kidney failure. And unfortunately, in those days, the devotees were not, they didn't know the Western science. And even the Eastern scientists said he has dropsy, kidney and liver failure. So they were trying to give Srila Prabhupada some protein. They fed him in October of 77 ice cream. I can't eat ice cream. If you have kidney problems, do not eat milk products. But devotees didn't know. And they fed him grape juice. So these things contain high phosphorus and potassium and poison the blood. Not that the devotees poisoned Prabhupada, not at all. They were trying to keep him with us as long as possible. But in those days, they didn't even have much medical cure for kidney failure. Either transplant or finished. And you have to be strong enough. So they were giving him some foodstuffs that might not have helped. Makara Dwaja was the medicine. So Prabhupada had said, the medicine isn't working. Your diet isn't working. Bhava Sarachotra Manobiramat. Let us have Krishna Kirtan. And devotees were chanting sweetly for Prabhupada in his room in Vrindavan 24 hours in a day, Krishna Kirtan. Prabhupada didn't want the Kirtan to stop. That's the real, Bhagavatam says, that's the real medicine. This is real medicine. So Python was instructing Prahlad, don't be attached. Nivritta Tarshire, Upagiyamanat. Don't be attached to this material world and the riches of this world. They come and go, very flickering. But be attached to chanting and hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. we were just in New England for 4 days. Our good friend Tamal Krishna Prabhu had arranged 7 programs in 4 days. We didn't have time to do anything but eat prasad and go and chant and drive to the next destination from Maine, Portland, Maine, to Cambridge, Massachusetts, and all through New Hampshire. And we went to one church in Plymouth, New Hampshire. And they were singing some hymns. They invited us. We'd been there before, a few years ago. It is the church that was started, the Unitarian Universalist Church, started by the Mayshark family 70 years ago in Plymouth, New Hampshire. The Mayshark family, for your information, are the parents and grandparents of Bhanabhata and his brother, Jagat Purusha. So they invite us, and they read from the Matsya Purana and some other interesting Vedic obscure book. And they made it a whole Hindu Sunday. It was 2 days ago. And then the head Reverend Stewart, Reverend Sarah Stewart, said, now we will all get up and dance to the Hare Krishna. So there were some children, few, and some middle-aged folks, few, but about 80-year-olds. His old church. And believe it or not, every single person except one guy in a wheelchair got up and danced with Madhurika and Kumari and sang the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In Plymouth, New Hampshire, they gave some honorarium and begged us to come back as soon as possible. Krishna consciousness is so attractive. They have their money. They have a beautiful atmosphere. The northern tip of New Hampshire, so beautiful, so wealthy. But they loved to chant and dance. One of the sisters, I believe the elder sister maybe of Bhanabhata, was crying during the kirtan. And they also sang their hymn. We were a little bit shocked. They sang one hymn, and the chorus was, our Lord, the old and aching Lord. And I thought, I was going to ask, but I thought, well, that's their, it's in their book. Turn to page 47, the old and aching Lord. And I thought, okay, I'm old and aching. They're definitely old and aching. But the Lord, in our understanding, is never old and, of course, never aching. He's Satchitananda Vigraha, full of knowledge, eternity, and bliss. He's ever youthful. Navayovanam. We didn't want to say anything, but the old and aching Lord. And we're in one of the pews, and then on stage, singing. And when it got to the old word and the aching word, I couldn't say it. I was a little bit shocked, but otherwise, they love kirtan. I don't know why they have that philosophy. I guess most Christian churches believe the Lord is old and aching. That way they don't feel so bad about themselves. When they become old and aching, it's like, well, the Lord's old and aching, so what's the big deal? But our understanding is, no, you're a rascal, you are old and aching. I'm old and aching, God is transcendental. Srila Prabhupada, even though his body was old and aching externally, internally, Srila Prabhupada was in ecstasy, translating Srimad Bhagavatam till the last breath, listening to kirtan and chanting Hare Krishna to the last breath. So we were very surprised. Mother Walt Mayshark, 93 years old, she was up and dancing and chanting. She has two sons, Jagat Purush and Banabhata. Jagat Purush has 5 children and I think 8 grandchildren. And it was because Banabhata came to town with the Temple Bhajan Band family reunion. So the most people that were there were all Hare Krishnas. Kumari, Rasapriya, so many devotees. All the girls have husbands. Rupa is engaged to the Kumari. The whole affair was Krishna conscious. They made nice prasadam feast. Banabhata Prabhu offered to his Shalagram. Vegetarian feast. Everyone chanted in the home. This is real happiness. Happiness isn't that I collect some honey, some money, and have my nest egg, and everything's fine. Otherwise, people wouldn't be jumping out of buildings when the stock market crashes. People wouldn't be depressed when they lose a little bit of their fortune in business endeavors. But you can't lose in Krishna consciousness. No one can take away our chanting. We were first place we went was Cambridge on Thursday. They were so excited chanting, I actually announced to the 60 guests at Khichri Kirtan, they ate 20 gallons of Khichri. He said, never before have people eaten so much Khichri. I said, did you ever have more people? He said, yeah, but they never ate so much Khichri and chanted so loud that the Boston police came, or Cambridge police, knocking on the door at 9:45 at night. Can you guys please hold it down? I told the guests that you chant Hare Krishna better than the Hare Krishnas. At least it was louder. They were very enthusiastic. And very enthusiastic to eat prasad. Because the police came, we couldn't dance. Then we had the soft kirtan. Because they were going to issue some citation, which would have been very expensive. He said, first time, he has Khichri Kirtan every month for the last 6 years. This is the first time police came. Consider it a success. Of course, they didn't mind so much. They gave them both a bowl of Khichri. They were part of the 20 gallons. Yeah, 20 gallons of Khichri. That's a lot of Khichri. That's 160 pounds of Khichri, isn't it? They were huge pots. Maybe 7 gallons each. 2 pots. So this is our riches. Kirtan, prasadam, Prabhupada's books. You have Prabhupada's books. You're wealthy. One of the devotees there had a room with shelves filled with every book by every devotee. Of course, Prabhupada's books, and every ISKCON book in creation. And I thought, although this devotee claims he's poor, this is the biggest riches. This is our riches, Vedic knowledge. This is our wealth. You can't take that away. And I told the audience in Cambridge, the chanters, that the beauty of chanting is, even if we're making too much noise, they can't stop us. Because worst case scenario, Tamal Krishna has 50 sets of beads. We'll all sit and chant japa quietly. And if that's too much noise, we'll chant internally japa. They can't stop. even there's some government repression. When we were in New Hampshire, the license plate say, live free or die. So I thought that was a little extreme. It's the state motto. And I asked one gentleman at our program in Newport, Sunday night in Newport, New Hampshire, what does it mean, live free or die? He said, live free means we don't have taxes from the state. There's no California 9%. We don't have to wear helmets when we ride our motorcycle, and some other freedom, physical freedom. They considered it a great physical freedom that they don't pay state tax. Of course, when we drove on the highway, every 50 yards, we had to pay $5 for a toll. It wasn't free, let me tell you. I think we paid $50 in state tolls on the New Hampshire Turnpike, whatever it was called. Every 10 minutes, we were forking out. We knew that then we should not be attached to money, because whatever we made from the kirtan to pay for the plane tickets was squandered by the turnpike. But they have their motto, live free or die. And we told them real freedom means to be able to chant and to have the freedom that we have in America to practice Krishna consciousness. Then the person, he raised his hand and he said, and you know what our state bird is? I said, no, please tell me, I'm not that educated. He said, the state bird of New Hampshire is the mosquito. They live so free that from the months of May, I guess, till September, in New Hampshire, you better wear a net around your body, because we had been there one time in June. The mosquitoes are in the millions and gazillions. They bite you like anything. Like the bees are collecting honey, they're collecting your blood. Their honey is your blood. For some reason, they loved me. There was one lady there, one of our devotees here, Marumati, a couple years ago in June. She was crying. She locked herself in the car because the farm we had stayed at one night was infested with the state bird, the mosquito. She had welts all over. They loved her. She's from South America. Somehow that blood was extremely honey-like and tasty. So we shouldn't be so concerned with the money as the honey. Our concern is Nivritta Tarshire Upagiyamanat Bhava Sarachotra Manombiramat, that we have chanting and dancing. There's one poem, I forget which devotee wrote. Of course we recite the poem of the predecessor acharyas. But this was a pretty nice poem. I may be high, I may be low, I may have nowhere left to go, but I'm taking shelter of the holy names. I may be poor, I may be rich, I can't tell which is which, but I'm taking shelter of those holy names. I think the next verse goes, about a week or two, I met a man walking on the street, handed me a magazine, and something tasted sweet. He asked me to chant those holy names. Now I find I've changed my mind, now I'm fine. I'm at the end of the line. I may be high, I may be low, I got nowhere left to go, but I'm taking shelter of those holy names. This is our philosophy. It's actually a nice song, I forget. Maybe it was those devotees in Georgia, in Atlanta. The Atlanta president, made some nice devotional songs. This is our business. We may be poor, we may be rich. We can't tell which is which. It doesn't matter. When you leave this world, you can't take anything. The relatives fight over it. They go to probate court. And everyone's sitting there waiting. My father passed away. We were supposed to get the car. It was a Toyota Corolla. He promised it to me. But somehow his elder brother wanted it. It was a brand new car. So I didn't argue. Uncle Charlie got the Toyota Corolla. And a week later, he got into a car wreck and totaled it. True story. So my dad had given me one nice computer, his personal computer. And my sister came up to me and said, you know, Jonathan, my son, your nephew, really needs a computer. You probably got computers in California. And anyway, how are you going to lug it from Arizona to California? I said, okay, you keep the computer. So when all was said and done, I got one Timex watch. I think he got it free in a box of something, Cheerios. It was a $5 Timex watch to remind me of my father. And everyone else was a little bit arguing over the $100,000 car insurance policy, mostly to my mother. My brother was asking for so much. He needed help. He was still in school. And we're kind of a nice family, sort of, in a dysfunctional way, extremely dysfunctional way. They're very nice people. And we're more or less what you might call, in terms of ISKCON, devotees. Still, there was argument. I think my father and mother were in the Navy in Mobile, Alabama, Pensacola, Florida. And his brother wanted to have an American flag. And my brother, his son, I can't remember why, but he didn't want the flag. Some problem, I couldn't even remember. And a big argument broke out. The entire family was screaming at each other. You pinko, communist, whatever. So many misconceptions and misunderstandings. Our Vaishnava philosophy is not like that. Don't fight over anything. When I die, please. When Savas dies, he doesn't want us to fight. He wants us to chant and dance Hare Krishna. And eat a big feast. Tell some stories. Make some jokes. Be very happy. But somehow or other, I think this was par for the course. A few years back, 10 years ago. So therefore, Shastra says, don't go crazy for money and inheritance and all these things. Go for Krishna consciousness. Go for devotional life. This is our riches. The riches of the Brahmin is his knowledge. The wealth of the Brahmin is his renunciation and his knowledge. Our wealth is our vairagya. Yukta vairagya uchate, real renunciation. Because we're chanting and dancing, we don't care. Did we make a fortune? We were in the New England. Money was flowing like honey. But somehow, due to the state tolls, the gasoline, the plane flights, when all was said and done, all we really had to show for it was we had for breakfast in Bunabhatta's family 2 pieces of toast and a cup of tea. I think we spent $1,500 and we made 1,520 by Krishna's arrangement. And 4 days in a beautiful natural environment. But money isn't our main business. Our main business, as the python preached to Prahlad Maharaj, our main honey, our main business, our main happiness is our Krishna Katha, our Krishna consciousness, our attachment to chanting, our attachment to Srila Prabhupada's books, and our attachment to Mahaprasadam. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai!